Who are we that you should pay attention to us? And then the next section is, yet you have made us a little lower than God and crowned us with glory and honor and given us dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under our feet. Dominion, I want to suggest, is a word that actually means that we pay attention to the world in God's name. That's what dominion is. We exercise dominion by paying attention, exercising authority, paying attention, demonstrating, enacting life, love, justice, and mercy in God's name. That's what dominion is. And the abuse of dominion is when we don't do it in those terms. The abuse of dominion occurs when we do it for our own sake, when we use power for our own ends, when we let simply the social cues of our own background be the determinative effect instead of actually the character and righteousness and justice of God. So we then attend to the natural world, which is what the psalmist dwells on, but I think rightly we could easily extend it to all expressions of what it means to be human beings in communion with one another. We are people who are made to pay attention to God, to pay attention to the God who pays attention to us, and then to pay attention to the world in God's name. And those are all acts of worship, as I see them, at least here in Psalm 8. Each one of those is an act of worship. It's an act of worship to pay attention to God. It's an act of worship to receive what God's attentiveness to us actually informs us about ourselves and about our neighbor. And then it's that same attentiveness which then says, now I live out my worship by looking at the world around me through the lens of exercising dominion, of being a portrait of what this dominion is that God alone uniquely holds, in which we, the people of God, are meant in some way to make concrete and real and personal, right? So these three dimensions of worship, three dimensions of paying attention, and each of them are meant to be the focus of our worship. So, and they're all integrated instead of separate, right? They're all one common expression. So it starts with this amazing sense that we simply turn our attention to God.